kick off the third hour of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about at 855-450-3733. Again, it's 855-450-3733. And when you're doing your holiday shopping this year, please consider shop.freetalklive.com. It takes an extra moment for you to do your shopping at, say, Amazon or Newegg. We have several retailers, though, but those are probably chief among them. Amazon certainly is the bulk of sort of the paychecks and that we get off of people's online shopping. And you can help us by just a quick few extra clicks. I think it's two or three extra clicks by going through shop.freetalklive.com. And we're reading an email here from Eric, who sent this to me a couple of days ago, and it really stuck in my mind. And so we generally don't read emails. Emails are a very bad way to communicate with Free Talk Live, because likely you will not get your email read, and I don't discuss issues via email. Why? Because I have an nationally syndicated radio talk show, and I can talk to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, depending on the evening, and I'm not going to spend time typing out emails to people on one particular issue that they have so that they can send back their rebuttal, so that I can send back my rebuttal, so that this can go on ad infinitum until one of us finally gives up. If you want to talk about it, please call.
Here's a tip. If you want Mark to meet, or actually me, I appreciate this too, to read your email, especially if you have something you want us to look at, like a story or something, you're going to have to convince us why it's worth looking at. Like, give us the executive summary or something, because...
Yeah, I don't like reading assignments. Check this out. Link. No.
Yeah, I don't click on those.
I always wonder whether, it's a virus or something.
Right.
I know people are busy, and especially...
I've had a couple of bad experiences where somebody sent me a link, young in that I was early in my radio career, somebody sends me a link and says, oh, I think you'd really like this. So I click on it, and it's something that I really didn't like.
Okay.
Like just something
inappropriate.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So let's go on with Eric's email here. He has suggested in the first email that there would be no freedom. There would be no economic freedom if it wasn't for the troops. And, I think that there's some validity to that, but I think largely it's not true, and we addressed that earlier. And if you want to get that, you can go to freetalklive.com, and the archive will be up available right on the front page about a half an hour after we turn off the microphones here in the last segment. But going on with number two, he's saying that everybody should be drafted for at least 2 years so that they would not so that they'd see what all the good the military does around the world. My uncle, by the way, was...
Everybody should be forced to serve in the military so they have the same perspective as me, and then
that's what it
will disagree with
me. It's an indoctrination idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can just as easily say, well, everybody should do what I think they should do. They should go to the school I think they should go to. They should be taught the things I think they should be taught. This is a suggestion that the military way is the right way.
Everybody should go to jail.
Right?
Right?
I spent some time in prison, and I learned a lot of valuable lessons. Why shouldn't you go there? So, going on with this statement here, if two or three or however many there are of you served in the military, you would also see other countries and be able to compare them to this country. I've seen many countries. I don't have to go into the military to see them.
Yep, you can see them on a voluntary basis. Imagine that.
You might have learned to appreciate we have and why we have it and who to thank for it. The troops, in parentheses. So he's answering the question, who we have to thank for what we have in this country. And first off, we have lots of military vets that work with and on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've heard this evening, there have been lots of military vet callers that have sympathy for these ideas that we talk about.
Yep.
I try to be as gentle as I can with these particular issues because I know the respect that people have for veterans. And
I do, too.
I know what they put on the line.
Yep. I genuinely, I can see the hurt that you're talking about in Eric's email, and I really do feel bad that he's not getting what he expected out of being a veteran.
Let's see if you feel bad now. number three, does our country have problems? Yes, but in our country it's a democracy, so it's your fault that we have problems.
Oh, my. Well, yeah, seems like he likes to blame somebody else. He likes to blame people for things that he doesn't
like. It's not the troops' fault. It's your fault.
He's doing a lot of shaming and blaming, isn't he?
It seems like it. I don't see how... Look...
I don't have to take that personally. I don't agree that it's my fault.
He did say it's your fault.
Right. So I don't believe
he's wants you to take it personally.
Oh, I know he wants me to, but I don't. I mean, because I don't believe that it's my fault that politicians have set up a rigged system and, you know, that they have eroded freedoms. You know, I can't change that as an individual. I can't do anything about it, really. I can spread ideas. I can get on the radio here on Free Talk Live and talk about it, but it's not my fault and it's not your fault, Mark. And it's not anybody's fault that they're being oppressed and enslaved. And Eric is, too. That's the thing that he may not realize. His life is being harmed, just as ours is, because of the lack of freedoms and the stuff that we're losing.
Yeah, and on Free Talk Live, we're advocating not only for our freedoms, but for everybody's freedoms, Eric's included.
Absolutely.
Now, I voted in the last election, and I can't think of a single person who got in that I wanted to get in.
Me, too. I didn't vote, but I can't think of a single person that I wanted to get in.
Well, you don't vote because you don't you think it's immoral to vote. Or I'm not exactly sure what your reasons for not voting are, but I did vote.
We can talk about that if you want.
Well, I want to get
about
through this
email.
I would love to hear the reasons why you don't think it's a good idea to vote, but or why you don't vote. I don't know if you don't think it's a good idea. But, I did vote, so how can you call it my fault? I voted, and none of the people I wanted to get in got in.
Well, Mark, you're supposed to join the military, too, and you're
it's not the troops' fault. So, therefore, I guess joining the military doesn't mean that I would have any control over the way the country goes.
Excuse me.
Although people in the military do have some control over the direction the country goes. I mean, there's all kinds of people that have been in the military that have stood for things, and those things have caused change over time. So, yeah, sure. You're just as much of a citizen in the military as you are anywhere else. They'd like you in the military to believe otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to act like a citizen. They don't want you to act like you have rights.
You're different.
They don't want you to act like you have an opinion. But you can have all those things, and it's a right.
You know, there's a lot of, as I said before, blaming and shaming in this email and kind of an aggressive tone, I would say. And when people have ideas that are valid and stand up to logic, you know, they don't need to yell in order to get those points across. They don't need to insult anybody or shame anybody. Their ideas will stand on their own merit, you know, because they pass the logical tests. But in this case, it seems like there is a lot of this sort of yelling and blaming going on, and so it just doesn't really speak to the quality of these ideas.
Well, Eric has a question for you. Did you even vote in the last election?
No.
Never mind if you voted for the right guy or not, whoever that might be, or if you even voted at all. Apparently, Jill Stein doesn't count. Or have you ever even voted at all? Probably not, because usually the squeaky wheel is the one that has too much grease.
Yeah, well, I have voted before. I didn't vote in this last election, and I'm happy about my choice not to vote.
Can you, in one sentence, tell me why you don't vote?
It's not going to make a difference, and I'm way happier not doing it.
Statistically invalid, and
There's a personal cost to me, and it doesn't make a difference anyway.
Let's go to Cole, listening in Austin. Cole, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I wanted to chime in on the mandatory military service thing. Well, I'm a military veteran myself.
All right.
And the thing is, you can't force somebody for that choice. You're going to get a totally different result out of that soldier than you would out of a voluntary one.
That's the that's the military's argument against the draft. Yep.
Yeah, and even with the voluntary service, you get people that realize they made a mistake while they're in, and they kind of half-heartedly commit to it, and whether you want to, I don't know, or whether you believe in the cause or not, still, because it was a voluntary thing, I still want to fulfill the obligation I pledged to and do a good job at it, regardless.
Why do you think the military wants to keep people in, Cole, that don't want to be there? I mean, I really wonder about this. This 4 years or 6 years, actually it's 8 years with the inactive ready reserve, but there's 8 years that you sign up for. I mean, wouldn't they want to be there?
A lot of people will just accept it, but yeah, I'll let Cole answer.
Cole?
Well, I have a story about that. I was in 7 years. I voluntarily committed.
Cole, you're breaking up. I appreciate the call. 855-453. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Ladies, athletes, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about ManVentureOutpost.com. If you're looking for hunting gear, right now it's hunting season many places around the country. Actually, I saw a truck parked by the side of the road. Somebody's out hunting on the way home. I noticed, the earlier, maybe yesterday or the day before. So I'm pretty sure it's going on here in New Hampshire. I hear gunfire in the woods, but I hear gunfire in the woods out of my house all the time anyway. You'd think they're exchanging fire across my property, the neighbors.
Wow.
It makes me feel fine, though. It doesn't bother me. Anyway, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go to get it. They've got the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Don't take my word for it. I have checked, and every item I've gotten from knives and apparel and so many other things I've gotten from ManVentureOutpost.com, I guess it's been mostly knives. But, well, you know, I got a penchant for knives. What am I going to tell you? Anyway, you can go to manventureoutpost.com. Check the prices for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. I want to go on with this email we got from Eric here.
Yep.
And in it, he is pointing out that I guess the country's messed up in the last one. He was pointing out the country's messed up because it's a democracy, and if I didn't vote, it's my fault or something. I'm not exactly sure. It doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense to me. And I did vote, and none of the people that I wanted to get in got in. So what's the big deal? And, by the way, even if I voted for or against Barack Obama or Mitt Romney, it wouldn't have made a difference. There wasn't a single state out of the 57 districts that had an electoral vote, one electoral vote or more, not a single one of them was decided by one vote. So me going to vote wouldn't have made a difference. There are, four people in the whole studio here? If every one of us had voted for the same person and gone to the same, in the same state, and voted, there wasn't a single state that was separated by four votes.
No.
Sorry. You can't claim that it's some individual's fault for not voting, for the country being messed up. You can't. It statistically doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's not factual. It's just kind of an emotional appeal.
That thesis has been rendered invalid.
Right. Well, like you said, he wants to, I guess, get under our skin, right? He's trying to provoke something from us.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, well, it's your fault is a way of doing that, but we don't have to take that personally because we know that it's just not factual, right?
Well, and also it takes the responsibility away from the troops. The troops swear an oath to defend the country against enemies foreign and domestic. Now, if you believe that the country is on the wrong track and has been populated by enemies in Washington, D.C., and I can tell you there are a lot of people that do, and a lot of those people are in the military, isn't it their oath that they should go do something about it? Isn't that the time for a coup? I'm not advocating a coup because I don't think it'll result in anything good. But I didn't swear an oath to the Constitution.
Right.
So let's go to point number four here. We are the men and women referring
to
the military.
I'm surprised that he organized this numerically, but also had such poor grammar.
Right. Well, I love after every one of them, it's defeat number three. Defeat number two. Like, he defeats our logic without speaking to me. Anyway, and I offered him the opportunity to call in. I got no response. And this, and like I said, this email's been eating at me, so I wanted to talk about
it. Yeah, do you think he's listening?
I'm going to let him know that this show we addressed his email.
Okay.
So, number four. We, the men and women who give up our freedoms and rights to the government in exchange for the opportunity to serve you and the opportunity to get paid, right? And the, you know, all the things that go with it. It's a job, and let's not forget that. Certainly, some people take the job for the love of country and the opportunity to serve the country or whatever the story is that they're told. I contend that they're not serving the country because there's no way you can serve 300 million people because those people have different wants and needs than, in fact, you are serving the government. But
how
whatever.
Can one person even represent two people with different opinions on things, right?
Yeah. But besides that, he goes on here, I enjoy thinking that in some small way I help to make the world a better place for my family to grow up in. You can think it.
Okay.
I'd like to know how we're freer as a result of any of the military conflicts that went on in the last six decades. Because I don't know.
I think everybody wants to think that like, they want to contribute to the world in some way. Right. But you're right. How has that actually taken place? You know, besides just saying, I've made a difference in the world, how have you made a difference? by being in the military.
What do you do to make the world a better place? Oh, nothing? That's what I thought. Defeat number four.
No room to get in there, huh?
Eric, I think that whatever you're doing now is far better for everyone in America than serving in the military. That's what I believe. Because I believe serving in the military...
What if he's a cop?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I still contend that, you know, doing the bidding of the politicians in Washington, D.C. in the military doesn't really do anything for freedom. And if you're working in the free marketplace, you're doing far more.
Yeah, creating some value instead of taking value by force from other people and putting it into a machine, a military machine, whose purpose is to destroy, you know, and to kill, like you said, to kill people and break things, like their T-shirt says.
What do you want? What do I do? I, every day of the week, work on Free Talk Live to bring the message that is unheard to America, the message of freedom, the message of liberty, the message that is advocated by many veterans and people and civilians alike. That's what I do. I could be doing a show someplace else in a bigger city, making more money. Absolutely. Free Talk Live has been offered these things, and we don't do it because we won't be bought. We won't be forced to say things that are popular because they're popular. We will only say things because we believe they're right. We could be wrong. I could be absolutely wrong on these points, but I won't say it unless I believe it.
Yeah,
that's what I do. I speak my highest truth on a microphone to hundreds of thousands of people every week. That's what I do to add value. You may not like it. You may not think that's of value. But standing post in Iowa is probably not protecting things either.
That's
dad did, by the way, as a man to howitzer in Iowa for the Korean War.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know, what's that doing?
Yeah.
Number five.
You also have a son that you're taking care of and trying to give him a better place, right?
Making the world a better place in that way.
I would say that I'm not responsible for justifying to, what's his name, Eric?
Eric.
The things that I do to make the world a better place, but yeah, I mean.
You are working on medicines that will save human lives, though, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. That's all you need to say. Number five, keep your hate, your negativity, and your downright laziness and misunderstanding. I don't think I hate. I try not to hate. I do my very best every day not to hate. Does negativity mean disagreeing with you? Is that what that means? Because
it could be.
I could.
Yeah, or maybe he's telling you that, you know, he has some disagreements with you. He's just telling you in kind of a
I feel like I look
accusatory way.
I want to be told. I want these things explained to me. Mm-hmm. And if I can understand new ideas, I really can. 855 453. If you could explain it to me. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax. tax liens and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on our live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. First, I want to tell you about Strategic Survival. It is a general preparedness guide with survival advice. And it's really this sort of compendium, this omnibus. There's all kinds of reasons why you would want your family to be prepared for, you know, some kind of situation, whether it's a natural disaster. You can believe that the people that were prepared down in New York and New Jersey had it a lot better than the people that weren't. But it might be all kinds of things. The electrical grid apparently is rather unstable. The claim is made. I couldn't know. I know nothing about the electrical grid. I've seen evidence on both sides.
There are lots of people who don't trust it.
Indeed.
Want to go off the grid.
To EMPs, I was watching a Future Weapons an episode. I'm probably the most well-educated peacenik when it comes to military devices out there. I watch the military channel all the time. And Future Weapons are talking about an EMP device and, you know, how easy this would be to set off and how many countries have these kind of things. And, you know, what it would be like if such a thing happened. Doesn't seem terribly likely, but then again, not everything does. And nothing seems likely until it happens. So strategicsurvival.com, this book you should have. If you are interested in being prepared at all, you should order a hard copy from strategicsurvival.com and put it in your survival area, your little box or whatever it is that you've got there. You should use it to practice and train with. It has all kinds of recommendations.
You should get a Kindle edition of this book and then see if you can read it after the EMP goes off.
There you go. It's strategicsurvival.com. Going back to Eric, who emailed in, we've pretty much spent the whole show talking about this particular email, and on his point number 5, we had addressed a portion of it. He said, keep your hate your negativity, your downright laziness and misunderstanding, referring to our opinions on the military,
you know,
and veterans, I guess.
Can't help but the thought comes to mind that a lot of people project their own stuff onto others. Like, here he is writing us an incredibly negative, hateful email that is full of some misunderstandings, and he's saying, he's telling us to keep our misunderstandings to ourselves and our negativity, right?
I think that if you have a strongly held belief that, you know, that's usually, if somebody has a strongly held belief, that's where you're going to see them get the most defensive. And I think that a lot of people have strongly held beliefs.
Especially when that belief is not backed by evidence.
Now, we've heard on this evening here on the show, we've heard several veterans call in and give their opinions on the military and, you know, the pain and things that have happened to them there. And, you know, that's their opinion. It's I'm only representing their opinion to some extent. I do feel for veterans, and I do think that they should get what they were promised.
Yep.
I think that. Not the politicians in Washington. They could care less about a veteran once they're out of the military.
Well, government loves to train people to be pitted against one another instead of seeing the real problem, which is not it's left versus right or it's female versus male or white versus black or whatever, but it's you against the state or the state against you, essentially.
Yep. So he says, we will still serve you and still protect your ability to change this world and this government in any way you see fit. Well, I do try my very best to change this world and this government, but that's all I can say is I do my very best at it. The government doesn't seem interested at all in anything that I want to do to shrink its size.
I think you could argue, Mark, that, I mean, I'm sure you've heard from people over the years that have said, look, you know, listening to Free Talk Live, my life is different because of that.
Absolutely.
I've learned some new ideas. Maybe I've moved to New Hampshire or whatever, but I'm sure that it's affected a lot of people's lives.
He said, I made my oath to the Constitution, to the people, and just because I'm out of the military, RE1 honorable discharge, by the way, doesn't mean my oath doesn't
Congratulations.
Matter. Congratulations. Yeah, well, I'm glad you got out. And thanks for whatever you're doing for freedom today, Eric. In Christ, this is what just set me off.
Ooh.
This was the end of it for me. Like, this is where I went from, man, I feel bad the way I've, made this guy
He's
feel.
He's got Christ on his side.
To grinding my teeth in upset.
I can see that, yeah.
You know what? Christ doesn't support your organization intent upon killing people. Sorry. You might have a chaplain there, and he might tell you that, I don't know, Christ came not to bring peace, but to bring a sword. He found himself one verse. Or, you know, there's a couple of verses in there, things like that, you know, to sell your cloak and buy yourself a sword. But, yeah, if Jesus Christ really was God, and I suspect he, you know, probably was a, you know, just a spiritual dude. That's the way I see it. Then I don't think that, you know, I don't think God loves your military more than the other militaries. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
I assume every military would assume that God is on their side.
Yeah.
And that they are fighting for a holy cause that is greater than themselves.
I you could believe that many of the people in the Middle East, especially in Afghanistan, believe exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
So
who's right?
Yeah. This whole in Christ thing is, this is what backs up the idea that this is a religious war going on. That this is a conflict between cultures. That we want them to act like us, more like us, and then we will be more comfortable with them.
Mm. It is also an appeal to authority, which is a logical fallacy, right?
Sure.
This authority figure says the same thing as me.
Jesus agrees with
me. Yeah, exactly.
Well, do you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, if your neighbor demands your coat, to give him your shirt too. If your neighbor slaps you on one face and one side of your face, to turn the other side. The military is not about either of those things.
Yeah, I don't acknowledge the legitimacy or authority of Jesus as somebody that I'd want to follow. So I can't really speak to that.
I think that everything that's written about him, generally, you know, the stuff that he's supposed to have said, it's kind of interesting things in there, and I like a lot of it. It's the stuff
a lot of things are interesting. Maybe
has been created around it that bothers me. You know, I think that the Christian religion for the first 1,000 years was a pacifist religion. Eric, as a member of the military, would have a certain level of shunning in Christian, in more primitive Christian communities. It's only what happened with, Charlemagne and the adoption of Christianity into the Germanic cultures upon the fall of Rome and that kind of thing. That's when it, the military, you know, the more militaristic Germanic cultures that populated the Roman army. That's where the whole militarism. That's when Jesus put down the shepherd's crook and picked himself up a sword, and that's where these changes occurred.
Yeah, every time this discussion comes up, like the relationship between religion and nationalism or militarism, every time this comes up, I just can't help but thinking this is why it's so important to me to reject religion outright, because fundamentally anything that's faith-based that people believe without evidence, without critical thinking, is, you know, those who can make you believe absurdities will make you commit atrocities, right? Isn't that the saying?
It certainly is.
And religion,
organized
and nationalism,
religion, I believe that that's the case. You know, I tend to differ with you on this particular subject when it comes down
to...
I
even reject disorganized religion.
Yes, but I know you do. But if you're rejecting religion based on what you think the results
are... But the state is religion, though. That's another...
I agree.
The state is a religious... These are religious beliefs.
It's a faith-based belief.
Yes. There's no evidence for it, right?
Right. I mean, there's no evidence that they're doing the right thing.
I just see them as incredibly similar, and often they're tied together and used to justify one another, too.
You can show historically the things that the military and the state have done throughout U.S. history and point to them, you know, as they become declassified, and, you know, people will say, well, that was then. We've done it better now. We got it better now. And, you know, maybe that's true. Maybe the state is better now, but it's certainly much more in your life. It's certainly costing you a lot more money. It's certainly much deeper, you know, into our culture than it ever was before.
Yeah.
So the government only grows. And
I'd be curious what these military members say, like the veterans or the people who are in right now. You know, I've heard that if you're in the military, you have to have a religion. It doesn't matter which one, but if you're an atheist, it's not going to go over well. And there's a reason for that, because they're so tied together.
I can't imagine that that's true these days. I mean, there's so many agnostics out there.
Yeah.
Okay. 855-453. You can certainly answer that question or any other. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You know, there aren't any calls on the line, so you can call us at 855-450-3733. We might be able to squeeze you in. If not, we got a little
Manwich on the phone. You'll find out about that if you listen to the early seasons of Free Talk Live.
You can find them at archives.freetalklive.com. These would be the pre-2006 episodes that you can only get through seeding the peer-to-peer
You can download a torrent. There are torrent links to those seasons. I think they're on archives.freetalklive.com. I'm not sure.
And these are the old episodes of Free Talk Live.
They're gold. They're wonderful.
Amusing. I think it's most amusing to just listen to, you know, how the show's changed. You know, the differences in the cast of characters.
I think it's really brave to put them out there. I do.
Well, there you go. That must mean that they're horrifying to listen to. 855 450 free. So that concludes our email from Eric. And, you know, that, like I said, emails aren't the greatest way to communicate with us, but sometimes I feel moved to read them. And so there you go. That's the email from Eric.
Do you, I just want to ask Mark, I'm curious how you feel now that we've discussed his email at length. Do you feel that any better?
I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, I've gotten some of the ideas off my chest. These are the, you know, I used to believe like he did. That's the thing. I used to believe those things.
Yeah.
And I get why people, you know, believe them. I do really do. But when you start applying critical thinking skills in those areas, and no one encourages this, nowhere are you encouraged to critically think about whether the government is doing the right thing.
Mm.
And that's, you know, that's all the military is you know, it's the weaponized wing of the government.
Yeah, it's the fist at the arm of the state, right? The military and the police.
So let me read real quick. I've got a little research here. I guess it was done by Johnson.
Sorry.
Apparently, in 1990, the U.S. ambassador, April Galsby, asked the Iraqi high command to explain the military preparations and progress, including the massing of Iraqi troops on the Kuwaiti border. The American ambassador declared to her Iraqi interlocutor that Washington, inspired by the friendship and not by confrontation, does not have an opinion on the disagreement between Kuwait and Iraq, stating, "We have no opinion on the Arab-Arab conflicts." She also let Saddam Hussein know that the U.S. did not intend to start an economic war against Iraq. These statements may have caused Saddam to believe that he had received a diplomatic green light from the United States to invade Kuwait. And it goes on after that, and you can read it. It looks like a Wikipedia article, but it's you know, full of different footnotes here, and it's all from Wikipedia. You can go look it up yourself and read about it, but Yeah, I could absolutely see why Saddam Hussein believed that he had the green light from the United States government if they said they weren't going to get involved in his Arab and Arab conflict.
Yeah, yep, go ahead, no opinion, get involved. Go
Let's
ahead.
Go here to Scott in North Carolina. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey there. I just have a comment and then I guess kind of a question.
Sure.
But I'm a brand new listener, and unfortunately, where I live, we only get you like one night a week.
Okay.
But anyways, my comment is that I think the reason that our country is so messed up in a lot of ways is because 99.9% of radio or media is not like you guys. I know there's, a handful of companies. If you drive from North Carolina to California, you're pretty much going to hear the same, news, same entertainment because of the huge companies that own all the radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I don't know how you slipped through, but I really appreciate you guys' show.
Well, thank you for that, Scott. And I'll tell you the reason that we slipped through is because we were at a talk radio convention, my partner Ian and I. Stephanie is my Sunday host, and thank goodness she's here, but she's generally not on the other 6 days of the week. And the publisher of Talkers Magazine, basically the only magazine in the talk radio industry, said that we had done the impossible. And I think it's true, because we didn't know we couldn't. We thought that you got out there with an idea, and you built your show from the ground up. Apparently, what you do is you get hired by a major syndication company, and they build your show from the top down. And I had no idea. Ian had no idea. And, that's how it happened.
I had one quick question. I heard of a group. I don't know anything about them, but they're called Prometheus. And what I heard is they're traveling around, and from what I understand, they're kind of a grassroots group that like helps local communities actually start their own radio stations. And from what I understand, there's going to be, I think in 2013, there's going to be a lot of low power FM licenses available.
Yes, that much is true. I know nothing else about what you're talking about, but that much is true.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I thought that might change the landscape. If there's more opportunity for locals to actually, start having their own radio stations, you'd hear a lot more diversity. But
I think that's true.
Thanks so much for what you do.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate the call. Appreciate it.
Do you know, Mark, I'm curious if these newly available licenses in 2013, is it going to be as onerous to get one of those as it typically is? Because don't you have to pay like several thousand dollars just to apply for one from the FCC, and then they can deny you and lose your application?
They should be relatively easy to get. They should be available mostly to not-for-profits. Those are going to be the ones that are going to be able to do it, even if it was not-for-profit created solely to have the radio station.
Yep.
They will be non-coms, non-commercial, as I understand it. And you won't be able to play ads at all. So if they play Free Talk Live, they're going to have to play during the commercial breaks. They're going to have to play things that are approved for non-coms. Non-coms can play ads. They just can't play what the government defines as an ad. It cannot have a call to action. You cannot have a superlative in it. I can say, Stephanie is great, but I can't say Stephanie's the best. I can say that Stephanie cooks pies. But I can't say, go get one of Stephanie's pies now. I don't think you can mention sales and all kinds of things. There's specifics, but I think I've given you two of them.
And people, as usual, find some way to get around them.
I don't know. I mean, I think that most of these low powers will probably be bought up by churches and grassroots organizations. But one of the difficulties is that one of the reasons that Free Talk Live's on the air for 10 years now is because we make money doing it. Ian and I, this is a full-time job. We didn't start making money until 2006, and that was 4 years into it. And frankly, what the money we made in 2006 isn't worth counting, so let's call it 5 years into it before we even started getting any kind of living wage. And frankly, that really came because of SACL CAI deciding to be an angel, Jason Osborne over there being an angel for the show. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the angels, it's pretty tough to have the message that we have. Scott called in and thanked us for it, and I totally appreciate that. But I can tell you, as an advertiser, it's difficult to promote Free Talk or to advertise on Free Talk Live because we say things that aren't necessarily popular. They may be right. They may be right. Depends on what your opinion is.
And they may be entertaining and keep people listening.
Yep. Hopefully they're entertaining and keep people listening. We try our very best. We're on 10 years. Hopefully we're doing it. But they're not necessarily popular. We try to look at things from a critical standpoint, and I've got to say that I think that there's a lot of things wrong with this country and this world, and you're not going to change those things by, sugarcoating them. You're not going to change those things by saying, oh, well, you know, let's take little tiny baby steps in this area. Well, we won't tell people about where we're going. We're just going to tell them about, you know, the next baby step. I think we got to talk about where we're going.
Yep.
I think we got to talk about human freedom. We got to talk about rights theory. We've got to talk about how you, as the government, have no, or as the state, you know, what government people out there, that you have no legitimate authority over me. You don't own this land called the United States. You don't. I mean, you didn't. If you do own it, you certainly didn't come about it in a fair fashion. You killed, threatened, and took this land, and that doesn't make it yours. So therefore, I have no obligation to follow your rules. I'll follow moral rules, but I don't think yours are moral. And that's really what it comes down to. I don't. I see no legitimacy to the organization calling itself the state.
Yeah.
I agree that we need some kind of organizations to control human behavior, but I think that there needs to be competition in that area. I think if there's competition in the area of protective services and things like that, that you'll probably have something that works better. And this is just the next step down the line. If you would have told people living under a king in the 14th century that, you know, the people could vote on stuff and come to a conclusion, by the way, the average serf probably never heard about Athens, then they'd have thought you were insane. The idea of a republic, this makes no sense. You can't live without a monarch. Well, the fact is we've shown that you can do it, and it's got its problems. Democracy has its problems, and...
But democracy, it's not the end-all be-all. Democracy not, is not the end-all
be-all. This is not the end of human evolution.
Yeah.
This
We've
is,
got places to go up, onward and upward.
This is it's an evolution of an agrarian society from one person telling many what to do to and basically it moved into a kingdom in the same way with, you know, there to many people telling many people what to do. And I think that it really needs to come down to the individual telling the individual what they need to do. You know, that they're, you know, they can be governed, but they need to be governed in a fashion that they have some kind of say so about. And you really don't have a say-so in a democracy, because you only have a tie-breaking vote. It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can find us at freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening. Stephanie, real quick, your show?
Oh, it's Pork Therapy, porctherapy.com.
Thanks a lot. freetalklive.com.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.